And our big role as a regional partner is to really help facilitate and set up the professional learning programs tied to this curriculum. So the curriculum is open source, or anyone can access it. Any teacher can go right now to code.org and access that curriculum. But our role is coordinating the professional learning programs. So if a teacher does want to learn more about implementing this curriculum, there's a way to do it, sponsored and really coordinated by code.org.
Hello, Montgomery County, and welcome to the OPL podcast with MCIU. My name is Brandon Langer, and I'm the Program Administrator for Instructional Technology in the Office of Organizational and Professional Learning. This podcast covers a wide range of topics across our work in organizational and professional learning, and also a lot of our partnerships and guest speakers that we have come to MCIU. And today, we're really excited to sit down with one of our project consultants, Ben DeSantis, and kind of review a new role we're playing with an organization called Code.org. But I want to hand it over to Ben, let him introduce himself, and then we'll get started on today's topic.
All right. So, hi, my name is Ben DeSantis. I am a project consultant at the Montgomery County IU. I've been at the IU for 8 years. Previously, I was a high school teacher in the county. Among the things I work on at the IU are computer science, student events, other instructional technology areas.
A very diverse job shrunk down into a short time frame here. But one of the things that you brought to us and our team this year, we're really excited about it, is this regional partnership with Code.org and taking over kind of the eastern side of the state. But I think a lot of people that might be tuning into this may have heard of Code.org, but can you lay out a simple way, what is Code.org? What can it offer schools, teachers, and districts?
Sure. So Code.org is a huge educational nonprofit offering a free open source computer science curriculum for grades K through 12. Right now, currently, there's over 70 million students and 2 million teachers on Code.org. It is one of the most widely used computer science curriculums in the country. And what's really nice about it, again, is that it's a K through 12 computer science curriculum. So there's an elementary curriculum, there's a middle school curriculum, there's actually two high school curriculums set to the two AP computer science courses. Really nice platform, free, innovative, and again, very widely used, not only in our state, but also in the country.
Yeah, exactly. And as I've been learning, as we've been working together, but you've been leading this work, I've been learning just how many people are using this systems and this curriculum, not just for AP at the high school level, but as you said, through a variety of school levels, K through 12. So what does MCIU do as the regional partner? This is kind of a new role we've taken on this year.
Yeah, so nationwide, I think there's about 50 regional partners across the country covering different areas of the country. Some partners will be the partner for an entire state. Other partners will be a partner for a part of the state if it's a larger state. So in Pennsylvania, there are two regional partners. Allegheny Intermediate Unit is the partner for Western Pennsylvania, and we are the partner for Eastern Pennsylvania. And our big role as a regional partner is to really help facilitate and set up the professional learning programs tied to this curriculum. So the curriculum is open source. As I mentioned before, anyone can access it. Any teacher can go right now to code.org and access that curriculum. But our role is coordinating the professional learning programs. So if a teacher does want to learn more about implementing this curriculum, there's a way to do it, sponsored and really coordinated by code.org. And then we just help make it happen locally.
One of the things that you called out and made very clear to me is that it's not just here's a code.org training. It's that you've actually have targeted programs for professional learning based on grade level and based on encatchment. So what are those professional learning programs that we can offer and that we coordinate?
So our two biggest programs are for the middle school curriculum and actually the two high school curriculums. The way the programs work is that there is a 4-day summer program that teachers would attend during the summer. It's Monday through Thursday. Majority of the day, we provide lunch as well as a light breakfast. And then during the school year, we meet one evening a month virtually via Zoom. That summer program that I mentioned before, it is in person. We are holding programs this year at the Philadelphia School District. We're also holding them at Ursinus College, and we are trying for North Central Pennsylvania right now. But the big push for this one is that you as a teacher would attend this program during the summer, get a feel for what the curriculum is going to look like. And then after that, during the school year, you're implementing the curriculum. And so when we have those monthly meetings, you can come back, talk about what's working, what's not working, what you have questions about, and get that support from experienced facilitators, as well as other teachers going through the same thing as you. You know, teachers who are implementing this curriculum and probably have the same concerns and questions as you do as well. So it's a really nice community of practice. It's a nice setup. And I think for teachers who aren't necessarily new to computer science, but are new to this curriculum, it's a really good support as you start implementing this curriculum.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the model too, because it gets us away from just the, here's your information about this new thing we have in August. Good luck. And then we don't get that ongoing check-in or ongoing learning necessarily with all of our ed tech tools like we would like, but in our particular in the curriculum tools, there's not a ton of support there. So it's good that that's ongoing. It's great that you have those networks and people coming back together throughout the process. And just real quick to highlight, you mentioned middle school and high school. What are those called? Because I keep mixing them up for myself.
Yeah. So for the middle school, it is called Computer Science Discoveries. And then for high school, it is Computer Science Principles, which is tied to the AP course for Computer Science Principles, and Computer Science Advanced, which is tied to the AP Computer Science course called, you know, AP CSA. And then for elementary, it's CS Fundamentals or CS.
Okay. Let's say someone's interested. Maybe they've used code.org, because as you said, anybody could go on and access this now. Maybe they've used it, but they're interested in getting to know from like a more like formally instructed or want to take part of these cohorts and groups we have running. You know, who is the audience and how do they get involved and apply to be part of that?
Yeah. So the real target audience, again, especially for the middle school and high school professional learning programs, are teachers who are going to be implementing the program during the next school year. Mm-hmm. That's a key thing that code.org is really looking for. So if you're attending the summer program, they really want to make sure that you are going to be implementing this curriculum the next school year. So when you come to those monthly meetings, you have a reason for being there. You know, you have a reason to be supported by your fellow colleagues and by your facilitators.
I believe there's opportunities sometimes where you can sign up and do this on your own, or sometimes you can apply for funding and support. Is that true?
Yeah, so there is scholarship money available through code.org. They have a lot of big companies who help support them, Amazon, Google. So what's really nice about that is that when there is a need for scholarship money, it is usually available. So when you apply for the program, there's an option to apply for a scholarship to cover the cost of the program.
Awesome. When you brought the work kind of to us and said we had this opportunity, it's been really cool to watch it unfold and these different opportunities line up with some other work we're doing in the areas of computer science. But this being such a free open source opportunity that's available to any, you know, it's really exciting that MCIU gets to play this role at statewide level. Anything else you want to share before we wrap up today?
No, I would just say if any teacher's interested, you know, definitely contact us. Visit the code.org website for the professional learning programs, which is code.org/educate. If you go to that website, you can learn more about the programs from code.org. And there's also a link on there to apply for the local program. So when you go to that website, you enter your school zip code and it will automatically take you to our application page. If you're interested, we'll see you this summer.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, if you haven't ever listened to the OPL podcast before, we do these regularly on a variety of topics, but we also have the MCIU Learning Network, which is learn.mciu.org. And we are currently building a code.org landing page with all of this information about the cohorts and everything. So if you want to go to learn.mciu.org, you can just search code.org on there. It'll navigate you to this landing page that we've built, have information about the program, information about, you know, the curriculum itself, and then how to get registered is also available there. So between what Ben shared and between our own learning network, please let us know if there's anything we can do to help with getting involved with this work or other work. And please be sure to follow us online at MCIU Learns. We're everywhere across the internet at this point, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. So definitely give us a like, give us a follow. And Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.